At the very end of this week's parsha, we have Vayelo Osal Yadchol Totavos Bein Einecha Kibechoz Yadot Tziyach Hashem Mitzrayim, the mitzvah of one of the four times you're commanded the mitzvah of tefillin, and Lo Osal Yadchol Totavos Bein Einecha, and all the mafarshim struggle to understand the shoresh of the strange word Totavos. What root word does it come from? How does it mean tefillin, like os and zikaron? I understand, those are remembrances. What is a totefes? So Rashi quotes from Chazal that it's no problem. It's tat in Katfi and pat in Afriki, in some African, Asian languages of some sort that I'm not, I don't know if we know how to identify anymore. Tat means two and pat means two, and therefore totafot means four, and therefore it's a box of four compartments, and that's why it means the tefillin. The obvious question is that, if there are plenty of words in the Torah already available, l'chala osal yadchal zikaron bein einecha is a few psukim earlier than that. And Hashem wanted me to rearrange the four compartments. There are many ways to do so. Why would we have to, the Torah, have to name the tefillin shel rosh in this peculiar way after two obscure languages spoken in some faraway countries instead of just using a regular type of expression? So I heard a very nice pshat once from the old chief rabbi of England, but not Rabbi Sachs. Older than that, Rabbi Jacobowitz, says there's a fundamental difference between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. In tefillin shel yad, we say v'haya l'cha l'os ha'yarcha l'cha l'os v'lo la'achirim l'os. There's a special inyan that you have to cover up your tefillin shel yad. We know sometimes they sell them with those special covers. You have to cover up the tefillin shel yad. It has to be something private, l'cha, only l'cha l'os. On the other hand, tefillin shel rosh, al pi most standard understandings of halacha, is davka begolui. V'ro kol ami ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaru mimecha. Torah says, all the nations of the world will see Hashem's shechina on you, Hashem's name on you. Amr b'lazer b'gadol, m'sechaz b'nachos, elu tefillin shel rosh. So the tefillin shel rosh are for the whole world to see. The tefillin shel yad are something exceedingly private. Maybe you could say that's what the Torah is trying to be merames here. That pat and tat and pat and katfi and afriki, that somehow the tefillin shel rosh represent that aspect of our yadas, of our avodas Hashem of the Torah, which we're showing the whole world. Right? We're supposed to be, our jobs, be an or legoyim, to be a light under the nations, to bring the message of Hashem, right, to the whole world. Like Avram Avinu, vayikra b'shem Hashem, to teach the whole world about Hashem. That part of Torah is represented by tefillin shel rosh, v'ro kol ami ha'aretz. And the Torah even goes so far as to say, you know what this is? This is something that speaks the language of all the goyim, even in the most far-flung country. The Torah has to speak the language. You have to bring the Torah, not just say the Torah in our language, and maybe they'll chop, maybe they won't. No, the Torah has to come even in the language that everyone in the world understands in a way that's relevant to them, that brings the message home to them, that makes a difference in their life. That's one aspect of Torah. And of course, that's not the only aspect of Torah. There's also tefillin shel yad, l'cha l'os v'lo la'achirim l'os, right? There's an aspect of Torah that's private, that's special, that's particularistic and not universalistic, that hamavdim and kodesh l'chol ben Yisrael la'amim, that we're very different from everyone else in the world and we can't assimilate and mix in the wrong way with everyone else in the world, and we have to keep our culture and our heritage and our family identity to be Hamavdil ben Yisrael la'amim, so that we could be the Am Hashem and separated from all the other nations of the world. There are, there is a hashkafa out there in especially not so Orthodox Judaism that knows a lot about tefillin shel rosh. All you have to be is an Or L'Goyim and a Tikkun Olam and everything, and you end up losing your Jewish identity and assimilating. There is a hashkafa. The only tefillin shel yad. We only care about ourselves. The rest of the world doesn't make a difference as far as we're concerned. They can all jump off a cliff. Like, we're just here so that we can sit and learn more Torah and nothing to do with the rest of the world. And I think the real hashkafa of the Torah is, Chazal tell us, Maseches Sota, it's an aveira to be mafsik between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. Right, that you have to have both of them. That if you have a Judaism where there's no vision for changing the world, where it's not relevant to the rest of the world, then that's not the glory of Torah. And if all you think about is what to say to the rest of the world, then you have no Torah in the first place to say anything from. But the real message of Torah is that we have to have our particularistic aspect and our universalistic aspect. And interestingly, the halacha tells us a very clear seder hadvarim for tefillin, right? Even though we know that if you accidentally take out your tefillin before your talis, you should compromise the normal rules because of ein mavriyon on el mitzvah and put on your tefillin first. But if you accidentally take out your tefillin shel rosh before tefillin shel yad, you have to be mavri el mitzvos, right? You have to put on your tefillin shel yad first because that's a drasha da oraisa, perhaps even. First, v'hayil osal yadcha, and only then, v'hayil achol osal yadcha, only then, there's a clear Seder HaDvarim. We want to realize what the Torah says. The mission Avram was given in Nivruchu V'chokom Mishpachos Adama. There has to be a clear Seder HaDvarim. First, we have to make sure that we're building up our Torah community without undue foreign influences and without undue assimilation and without forgetting about our national identity. Once we build ourselves up, then we have to remember that the second step is, if we build ourselves so strong that we mamish have the shame Hashem on us, then we can take that to the rest of the world. The ultimate goal is, first paragraph of Aleinu, to be nothing like them and to be what we're supposed to be. But there's also the second paragraph of Aleinu, that's the first step. The second paragraph of Aleinu is, and therefore, l'takin ol l'malchus shakev, v'chol b'nei vasar, yikur shemech, l'haftun se'lach, kol rishay oretz, yakir v'yedu kol yoshvei tevel, that we could bring this and change the entire world and show everyone the Shem Hashem, like Avraham Avinu, v'yikur b'shem Hashem, and bring the whole world to be, ultimately, la'avdecha b'shem echad, and that the entire world should be only for Avodas Hashem. Shabbat Shalom.